सरस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणीप्रसारणे दिल्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशसारणे। Number two. Relief from material distress. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that one should surrender unto Him, giving up all other engagements. The Lord also gives His word there that He will protect such surrendered souls from the reactions of all sinful activities. Srila Rupa Goswami says that the distresses from sinful activities are due both to the sins themselves and to sins committed in our past lives.
Now, relief from material distress. There are two kinds of activities, pious activities and impious activities. Generally, we understand by performing impious activities, we suffer. And by performing pious activities, we enjoy. But actually, in the material world, there is no enjoyment. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Daite Bhadra Bhadra Sakali Sama. In the material world, in the world of duality, either we think this is pious or either we think this is impious, they are practically on the same platform. We take it as pleasure. Just like several times I have explained, people here in this material world, they are working very hard all day and night, and when they gain some material profit after working so hard, they think that this is profit, this is happiness. Actually, where is the happiness? If one is working very hard, where is the happiness? This is called illusion. In the Shastra it is said, generally people in this material world, they are in the Rajoguna. Therefore, hard working activities, they take it as pleasure. If some saintly person do not work, he is engaged in devotional service or meditation or chanting, sometimes it is misunderstood that these people are escaping because they take it very nice to work very hard. Unless you work very hard, they take it as a process of escaping. They are escaping the social obligation and other obligation, and they are taking to mendicant life, living at the cost of others, so many things. So they like it, to work very hard. But our Krishna consciousness movement is transferring that hard working to the business of Krishna. That tendency for hard working may be utilized. Just like the Mayavadi philosophers, they think that lust and anger, these are our enemies. Kaam, krodh, loh, moho, matsarya. But Narottam Das Thakur says that kaam also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Kaam, krishna, karmarpane. if one is very much attached to work for Krishna, that tendency for the karmis to work very hard for sense gratification, it can be utilized. It can be similarly krodh bhakta deshijan. Krodh, anger is not good, but anger also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Just like Hanuman ji, he became angry upon Ravan for the sake of Lord Ramchandra, and he set fire in the golden city of Ravan, Lanka. So that anger was utilized for Lord Ramchandra's service. He never utilized anger for his personal sense gratification. In this way, everything can be adopted in the service of the Lord. And as I was explaining the other six items, how devotional service, pure devotional service, is the only means to attract Krishna. To attract Krishna, you cannot utilize your spirit of karmis, or jnanis, or yogis. You can attract Krishna simply by devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijana. Krishna says plainly that simply by devotional service one can understand me. Bhaktya mam abhijana. So the activities of the karmis, when dovetailed in the service of Krishna, even by working so hard, our tendency, we can actually, devotional service depend on the main principles, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam. But within the category of Dasyam, just like Hanumanji, he was engaged in the platform of Dasyam. Arjuna was engaged in the platform of Sakhyam. So they are also working very hard. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, it was not a place of sitting down very easily and silently. When he was fighting just like a soldier. He took all the duties of the soldier, but it was being fought for Krishna. That is the attraction. That is pure devotional service. Krishna also gave him certificate. Bhaktosi, priyosi. My dear Arjuna, you are my dear friend and devotee. By any action, if it is adopted for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is devotional service, and one can attract Krishna, attention of Krishna can be attracted by pure devotional service without any personal motive. That order is received through the disciplic succession of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. In the present condition, we do not know how Krishna will be pleased, but we know from the shastras, we can know also from the direction of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you have to follow the direction of the spiritual master. He is guiding as the leader, and if he is pleased, that means Krishna is pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. The devotional service is the only way. Karmi means they are working very hard for their personal benefit, not for Krishna's benefit. Similarly, jnanis, they are also trying for personal benefit, mukti. He wants mukti, liberation, nidbhid brahmanusandhan. Similarly, yogis also, they want personal benefit, some material power, astasiddhi-yoga, animalogima, siddhis, bhukti-mukti-siddhi-kami, sakali-asant, chaitanya-charita-amrita says, so except pure devotee who only wants to satisfy Krishna, everyone is working for his personal benefit, karmic, jnani, yogi. But Krishna says, pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. Now, but ignorance is no excuse. One reading, next. Generally one commits sinful activities
due to ignorance. But ignorance is no excuse for evading the reaction, sinful activity.
Yes. Generally we commit sinful activities knowingly, if not knowingly, unknowingly. Just like we are walking on the street, we are killing so many ants unknowingly. So that is also sinful activity. You do not know, you do not want to kill the ants, but still unknowingly you are killing. When you take water from the jug, there are so many animals encircling the water jug. And when you take water, some of them die. When you make paste on the pestle and mortar, spices, so many small insects die. That is going on. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. So how to save? That is replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagnyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhan. If you do not act, or if you do not engage yourself in Krishna consciousness business, then you are becoming implicated with so many sinful activities. That is sure. Therefore, one has to take to Krishna consciousness without fail. Otherwise, he will be entangled, karma bandhana. Even if he is doing pious activities, he is becoming entangled in karma bandhana, in bondage. He has to take birth. Pious activities means he has to take birth in nice family, rich family. That is also bandhana. He has to enter into the womb of the mother and live there for 10 months in compact, airtight compact bag. That is not very good living condition. But we forget all these things. Either we do not care for this. But actually, fact is, knowingly or unknowingly, we are becoming implicated. But if we simply take to Krishna consciousness, and if we engage ourselves in his unalloyed devotional service, if we try to understand Krishna, his activities, his form, his name, his quality, his paraphernalia, then the result will be, as Krishna says, takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti. There is no question of reaction, because Krishna says, even we are doing, that we are bound to do, as I have already explained, that knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. But Krishna gives his assurance Aṁ tvā sarva pāpibha mokkhaśya. So if he, of course a devotee never does anything knowingly, sinful, but unknowingly he is doing. But Krishna is taking charge of him. Aṁ tvā sarva pāpibha mokkhaśya. So there is no question of grief. Therefore, the subject matter is relief from material distress. If you take to Krishna consciousness without any motive, sincerely, then your position is secured. Krishna takes charge of you. Kauntya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasat. His devotee will never be vanquished. Just like Arjuna was considering how he could kill his kinsman, his family man, his nephew, his brother, his grandfather on the other side. Actually, this killing business is not very good, it is sinful. But the same thing he committed after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, Kurishe Bachanamto, yes, I shall fight. But does it mean that in the beginning he was considering about the sinful effects of his activities? Why did he engage himself in the same business, although he knew this is sinful? No. If you, even it is acted, so-called sinful activities, for Krishna, under the order of Krishna, for pleasing Krishna, then that is also devotion. It is very difficult. We should not manufacture such concoction. But the fact is that if actually one is acting for Krishna, there is no question of sinful reaction. That's a fact. Relief from material distress. And material distress means it is due to sinful activity. In another place also, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, karmani nidahati kintu cha bhakti bhajang. Karmani. And everyone is being caught up by the action and reaction of karma. But a devotee is protected from the action and reaction of karma. Karmani nidahati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. A devotee, a Krishna conscious person, remains free always, provided he is fully engaged in Krishna conscious activities for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Go on.
Sinful activities are of two kinds, those which are mature and those which are not mature. The sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment are called mature. The many sinful activities stored within us, for which we have not yet suffered, are considered immature.
Yes, this is also another position. The reaction of our sinful activities, we are suffering. As soon as we get a material body, it doesn't matter whether a rich man's body or a poor man's body, the material body is itself subjected to threefold miseries of this material condition. Therefore, Arjuna was advised by Krishna, Agama paina nitya tang titikhasa bharat. You cannot avoid the miserable condition of this body. That is not possible. So we have to tolerate. There is no other excuse. But do not create another body. That is devotional service. Karmani nidahati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. Due to our past karma, we have got a certain type of body. Karmana daiva netrena. By the supervision of superior order, superior vigilance, we get a certain type of body. This may be a king's body or a poor man's body, an animal body or anything we get. That is by superior order. So we should not create another body. That is the aim of human life. We should not create another body. There another place in the Bhagavad it is said, Nunang Bikarma Krute Nunang Pramatta Krute Bikarma. Pramatta. Pramatta. Pra means Prakrishta Rupena. Matta. Mad. We are living entities. We have come here in this material world for sense enjoyment. And we are therefore mad after it. Pramatta. So, nunam pramatta kurute bikarma. Bikarma means which is against the laws. Just like karma, akarma, bikarma, these are explained. So, bikarma means against the law. The Vedic version, they give us that you should work in this way. But if we do not act according to the Vedic injunction, that is called bikarma. And we become subjected to sufferings, impious activities. But we do it because we are mad after sense gratification. We do not care. Just like a thief, he knows that by stealing he will be punished. But still, because he is mad after stealing, he'll do it, taking the risk of being arrested and being harassed. Nunang pramatta bikarme, nunang pramatta kurute, jad indriya pritaye aprinoti. And they are mad after doing all this nonsense only for sense gratification. Rishabhdev says, na sadhu manne, this is not good. Jato atmanayam, as we have got this body, material body, miserable, because as soon as you get a material body, you are put under the miserable condition of material nature. So we should not create another body, so that we shall be put into under tribulation again. That is intelligence. So if we put ourselves in the activities of devotional service, we save that risk, not to create another body. If we do for indriya priti, jat indriya pritaye aprinoti, then we create another body. But if you act in devotional service, then even there are some things, sinful activities, karmani niddhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. So, for a devotee, he is saved from creating another new material body. In this way, the stress is given that sinful or not sinful, we should not create another body. Karmakanda, in the Narottam Das Thakur says, karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakali bisher bhanda, amrita boliya jiva khay, nana joni bhraman kare, kodarja bhokhan kare, tar janma adhopate jay. We should not take either to karmakanda, fruitive activities for elevating to the heavenly planet, jnanakanda for stopping the birth and death are merged into the impersonal Brahma, that is Jnanakanda. The Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Narottam Das Thakur says, everything is Visabhanda, the poison pot. Why poison pot? Karmakanda, Amrita Valiya Jeva Khai, if we drink poison pot, thinking it is nectar, then the result will be that we have to accept another body and we have to be under the tribulation of material nature. And sometimes we get the body of the king of heaven, and sometimes we get the body of a hog for eating stool. This is going on. Nana Joni Brahman Kar. We have to wander in different species of life, and we have to eat all abominable things. Tar janma adhapataja. So we should not spoil our life in that way for creating another body. We should be very careful that we may not create another material body. And what is that safety position? Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattata. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna takes his birth, how he becomes the son of Devaki, son of Nanda Maharaj, how he becomes the son of Yashoda. These things, if we study, if we try to understand Krishna, if we don't accept Krishna as ordinary man, abhijananti mang murha, then in this way, if we understand the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tattva vetta sei guru hava. If one understands the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master. Kiba vipra, kiba sudra, nasi kane no. It doesn't matter whether one is Brahmin, or one is a sudra, or one is a sannyasi, or one is a grihastha. It doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tattva vetta sai guru. If he knows the science of Krishna, jo janati tattva, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. How that tattva, the truth, can be understood, that is also explained by the Lord Himself. Bhaktamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattva. You cannot understand in truth, you cannot understand Krishna in truth by other process, karma, jnana, yoga. No. Bhaktamam abhijanati. So you have to take to devotional service. Then we shall understand Krishna. Krishna will reveal. If you are engaged in Krishna's service constantly, tesam satatujuktanam bhajatang priti purvaka. If you have devoted heart and soul for service of Krishna, then Krishna is within yourself. He will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. He will give you intelligence. He will purify your heart. He will purify your position. As you have read in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnathang Sakata Krishna Punna Sevana Kirtana Riddantasa Avadrani Vidhunati Suhitsatam. If you simply hear about Krishna, the process to Krishna Tattva Vetta means to hear about Krishna. That's all. Try to hear about Krishna. Satang Prasangat Mama Bija Sangvida. That is a very what is called, potential. Simply if you hear from the right source of Krishna, not for the professional or from jnanis, karmis or politicians, no, pure devotee, satang prasanga, in pure devotional service, in pure devotional mode, then the potency will act and we shall become pure devotee. Kaner bhitar diya marame pushile. It will act, and as soon as you act, you become Krishna conscious, then your life becomes successful. Above all sinful or pious activities. What is that? Samaditta itan mancha vyabhicharini bhakti yogina jasivati sagunal samaditta itan. Samatita, sammak atita. You can perfectly overcome the influence of the gunas, the three modes of material nature. Because our suffering is due to association of the three gunas. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonishu. We are getting different types of body, either as a king or as a dog, sad asad. We think the king's body is very nice, dog's body is not good. But whatever body we get, material body, that is not very good. Nasadhu manne jato atmanayam asannapi klesa dayasa deha. Any body, any type of body you get, you must suffer. It doesn't matter, European body, American body, or Indian body, or this body, or that body. If we think, now you are Americans, you are very happy. You are Indians, you are poor. No. Either poor or happy. It is all unhappiness. Karanam gunasanga sa sada sada. That is means association with the modes of material nature. But if you engage yourself 24 hours in Krishna consciousness business, in devotional service, then sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Immediately you are on the brahma-bhuta position, liberated position. So, just like one man is suffering from disease, somehow or other, if he comes in the, what is called, convalescent stage, means freed from the diseased condition. But if he keeps that convalescent stage rightly, he relapse. If you do not relapse the disease, then you are nice. Similarly, to keep in Krishna consciousness means you are not diseased condition. But do not allow the disease to relapse. That means do not deviate from the devotional service. Mancha bhavicharin bhakti yogina jasevat. Of Babicharini, don't misuse the devotional service. Then you are all right. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakal. Then you keep yourself always in the transcendental position, brahma bhuta position. And then brahma bhuta position, you can elevate yourself to the parabhakti. Spontaneous. Parabhakti means spontaneous devotion. Automatically, you will be loving Krishna. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhutesu madhvakti lavati param. And after being in the Brahma bhuta state, that devotional service is very sound, parabhakti. Otherwise, if we stick to the devotional service of temple worship, just like one is performing temple worship, regulatory principles, that is also we should go forward. This is Kanishtadika. So bhakta prakita smrita. So we must elevate ourselves to the second class devotee position. To become first-class devotee, that is a very difficult job. We can expect after executing devotional service as a madhyamadhikari, then we can be promoted. But if we keep ourselves simply on the lower stage of devotional service, then there is chance of falling down. Sabhakta prakita smita. Simply, just like generally they keep in the Kanishtha Adhikari stage, of course there is no loss in any Adhikar, in any position. You are benefited because you have taken to devotion and service. But our attempt should be from Kanishtha Adhikar to Madhyama Adhikar. Madhyama Adhikar means preacher. Unless one comes to the Madhyama Adhikar, he cannot preach because in the Uttamadhikar, there is no need of preaching because Uttamadhikar, he sees everything good. He does not think anyone is lacking Krishna consciousness. He says everyone is Krishna. Simply, I am not Krishna consciousness. Just like Kaviraj Goswami says, Purisev ki thaite muise logishtu. He sees himself lower than the worm in the stool. But he is not so. But he thinks like that. So, Uttamadhikari, it is not to be imitated. One must keep himself in the Madhyamadhikari stage. Madhyamadhikari stage means that one knows what is Krishna, Ishara. One knows who is Krishna's devotee, Ishara Tadadhineshu. And one knows who is innocent, neither devoted nor non-devoted. And he knows who is non-devoted. This is preaching. In Kanishtha Adhikari, he knows simply how to worship the deity. So, it is the duty of the spiritual master to promote the devotees from the Kanishtha Adhikara to the Madhyama Adhikara, not to keep them. My Guru Maharaj sometimes used to lament because so many disciples he had, but nobody was coming out, very nice preacher. He was lamenting. The only Kanishtha Adhikari you are keeping, simply people in the Kanishtha Adhikari and engaging them in the Archan Marg. That is not required. They should not. The Kanishtha Adhikari does not know who is devotee. Natat bhaktesu charnesu, what is his duty to others? He is very busy in temple worship for his personal interest. That is also good. But one has to promote further to become a Madhyama Adhikari and then analyze who is God, who is devotee, who is innocent, who is non-devotee, and behave in that way. So that business is to make friendship with devotee, to love Krishna, and to the innocent priest, to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness, and those who are atheists, to avoid these four principles. So in this way, we should execute our devotional service, then our life will be Vishang Purnam Sukhat. It will be a very happy life. That is the heading, subject matter. Relief from material distress. Immediate. If we actually keep ourselves in devotional service according to the description given by Srila Rupa Goswami, then we keep ourselves fit in devotional service and there is no question of material distress. Thank you very much. Please.
This is first class, second class, third class devotees. They are pure devotees.
Yes, pure devotees, anyone who has no other motive except to serve Krishna. It doesn't matter. He is first class, second class, or third. Anna vilasita sunnam. If he has got some motive, then he is not pure devotee. He may be not advanced, but if he has no motive, then he is pure devotee. If he wants to utilize Krishna for his personal benefit, then he is not pure devotee. He's impure. So first of all, he has to become pure devotee.